Welcome to The Update. I'm Eleanor Quirk. The biggest solar storm in almost two decades has served up spectacular scenes across the sky. The southern and northern lights have been illuminated across the globe in areas normally too far from the Earth's poles to see the phenomenon. Science correspondent Jeff Brumfield says the rare geomagnetic event, set to continue for a number of days, could affect the Earth's satellite systems and power supplies.
That can cause problems for satellites. GPS signals may get distorted. And then it also causes the entire atmosphere to expand, and the bigger atmosphere can drag some satellites down. It's a little unclear how their orbits will change, but it could get a little chaotic up there.
The Israeli military is ordering the evacuation of Rafah in southern Gaza as it prepares to expand its military offensive. The IDF has dropped leaflets from the sky ordering 100,000 people to leave the area. Hamish Young from UNICEF says there are major concerns food and essential supplies will run out.
Fuel for 2 days came in yesterday, but there's no food and that's about to run out. So it's really a dire situation.
New South Wales is following the lead of South Australia and WA, tightening restrictions on the sale of nitrous oxide. The proposed amendments will make it tougher to buy the canisters, dubbed NANGs, which can cause irreversible brain and nervous system damage. And the annual Mother's Day Classic is raising more funds for cancer research this year. Chief Zara Lawless says in addition to breast cancer, this year ovarian cancer research will be bolstered by the event.
The job is not done and that we remain committed to funding the vital research that will achieve the goal of zero deaths from breast cancer. But we know the Mother's Day Classic community can do more. And that's why today we're also funding ovarian cancer research in addition to breast cancer research.
Sport and entertainment are next. To sport, the Sharks have upset the Storm at home, taking the win 25-18. Melbourne coach Craig Bellamy says they were simply outplayed.
They scored more points than us to start with. That sort of hurt. I just thought our starts to the halves were poor. I don't like saying this, but you know, different stages look like the game was more important to them than it was to us. You know, like I say, I was just really disappointed how we started both halves.
The Western Bulldogs have posted their highest score of the season with a 91-point thrashing of Richmond. To entertainment, and Prince Harry has given a speech on the importance of family during a lunch with the Nigerian Defence Minister. The Royal praised Nigeria for its commitment to the Invictus Games and the efforts being made to support wounded soldiers.
As some of you know too well, when one person serves, the whole family serves. And we cannot leave families behind in the healing journey.
And Kris Jenner has given grandson Sam an extravagant birthday present, the five-year-old receiving a toy car version of mum Kim Kardashian's Tesla Cybertruck worth $1,500. And that's the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you again soon for another episode of The Update.